This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Too little joy in your life? Turn up the volume. 94.9.
The Conch, a Joy forum for community discussion. Call now on 1300 Joy 949.
Is it going to stop them from offending, though?
90% of all offenders are repeat offenders.
What have you got to tell us?
I just think you just need to relax and who cares?
I disagree. I think women are very well represented.
People don't mind paying $5 for a hamburger, but $10's a bit outrageous.
Would you like to open up and see me there?
No, remember, I know what you look like.
Hey.
You're with The Conch. Have your say. Call now on 1300 Joy 949.
Well, Anthony with you on the Conch Community Forum. Panel members Zoe, Ted, and also Sash. We're here every Monday, 9 through to 12, and you can give us a call on 1300-JOY-949. Our next guest, all the way over in Sydney, is in his fourth year of psychology at the University of Western Sydney. He's been working as a youth worker in different areas for the last 8 years. He now works in a halfway house with young people who can no longer live at home for whatever reason. He has an interest in psychology, particularly in religion and also in the ideas of religious coping, how people use their faith to cope with life stresses. Other than that, he's a self-proclaimed nerd who loves museums, astronomy, and outdoor activities like camping and kayaking. He is today to talk to us about being gay and Christian. He's asking the question, is there a relationship between religious affiliation and mental health in gay men who also identify as Christian? He wants people between the ages of 20 and 40 to help him out with his survey. Please welcome to Joy 94.9, Matthew Chaboni.
Hello.
Good morning, Matthew.
Hey, morning, Matthew. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Yeah, good.
Now, Matt, University of Western Sydney is conducting the survey. Can you give us a bit of a background to the study?
Yeah, basically, the project is a combination of the psychology of religion and the psychology of studying sexuality. So my project is looking at the mental health of gay Christians, but it particularly focuses on the effect that religiosity has on mental health in that group.
Fascinating.
Is there a predisposition, do you think, one way or the other? It's fairly non-committal, the language I've heard about the study and the objectives.
There's basically two main bodies of research or theories that I'm sort of looking at comparing. So there's research into the effect that religiosity has on mental health, obviously, that's been conducted amongst the general population, which mainly consists of heterosexuals. So that research has come back and said that religion has a positive effect on mental health. But then there's research into the gay community, which suggests that the homosexual population suffers from approximately 3 times the amount of mental illness as the heterosexual population, which is basically due to something called minority stress, which is the stress that's experienced by homosexuals as a result of being part of a minority group. So basically researchers are suggesting that research into the effect of religiosity on mental health amongst heterosexuals, the positive effect that people get from religiosity is attributed to the social support that they get from their religious community.
Uh-huh.
But gay people who are religious may not actually get that effect because largely the church rejects homosexuality. So we're looking at that sort of relationship.
Right. Why particularly gay men? Was it just something that kind of came out of the ether, or was it about scoping the subject matter to one gender? Or
yeah, well, because I'm doing my honours research, my honours year really only goes for 9 months.
Oh, my goodness.
So I had to sort of funnel it down into something that was workable for a short period of time. But also, it's just about controlling the information that we get so that we can actually analyse it properly. Because if we look at, say, a group of lesbian and gay men,
yeah,
I mean, the two groups are actually quite different in terms of their psychology as well as their community groups and how they would interact with their religion and their relationships and everything. So, yeah, they're quite different groups.
Yeah, and the scope would just be a bit too big for your 9 months.
Yeah, definitely.
Study.
Maybe for a PhD one day.
Yeah.
I thought maybe the age range is where I was hitting it. That's what I would do a survey for.
You're looking at pickup, Paul.
Get some numbers.
I think this has some ethical, issues to it.
Sorry about that. Okay, well, who can participate? You're looking at people between the ages of 20 and 40.
Yeah.
But you're also, they need to identify as either Christian or non-religious. Now, when you say Christian, does that mean they can't be Catholic?
No, they can be Catholic
as well. That's a Christian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. All right. Catholic or Christian. And so that's just so that we can compare the different groups.
So wouldn't Christian or non-religious just cover everybody?
Well, no. Well, it doesn't include, obviously, people from, like, say, a Buddhist background or something like that.
Or Muslim faith or any of those.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Sash?
Just wondering, when you say non-religious, is it like people who have grown up with a religion but no longer are that religion?
Or? Yeah, it's really got to do with how people label themselves. So if it's okay if they've grown up as Christian but now they don't really identify with that faith themselves, then so they'd still be classified as non-religious. But we've got a question in the study relating to how they grew up as well. So
okay, so collapsed Catholics are welcome.
Yeah.
Right. Now, Matthew, you're in Sydney, yeah?
Yeah, I am.
And you're doing a survey on gay and Christian, and you've never heard of Joy 94.9 before?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry.
No, that's
I'm glad
fine.
You found us.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you did find us. Does your university have a queer section?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
I think that Joy probably needs to do a bit of...
An OB when we go to do Mardi Gras, is that what you're thinking?
Well, probably, that would be good.
Now, is it possible, just in terms of how you structured the study, without going into, the detail of the outcomes, but if we ended up at a point where religions were much more accepting and tolerant, then you may in fact see religion as a treatment for mental health within the gay community. Does that follow?
Wow.
I guess that makes sense. I don't know how most researchers would feel about that.
you're taking the steps, but, I think.
Yeah, but I think that, I mean, there's definitely evidence that would suggest that, if religions were more accepting, that would definitely have more positive effect on mental health, definitely.
It would have to, wouldn't it?
Definitely.
It goes without saying.
Yeah.
And the impact, I remember that was a big issue for me in coming out, was my spirituality was really important to me, and as was being true to myself, and that feeling this tug between the two, that you had to make a choice. It was kind of one or the other, that you couldn't have both. And it's only in my lady, not so much my hands in the air era, but my karma years, that I've kind of gone, well, you know what, I can claim whatever I want. But that was a very big issue. I remember feeling quite heartbroken that I had to choose one or the other. So I'm really interested about this study.
Yeah, I was the same. Well, that's kind of where the study kind of came from for me as well, because I'm also gay and Christian. And so I was trying to pick something that I was really interested in that I could also personally relate to, as well as sort of bridge some gap in current knowledge in the scientific area. So
you mentioned before about GLBTI people experiencing three times the mental health illness as the general population. Could you just talk a little bit more about that study and what some of those outcomes were?
That's not based on one particular study.
Okay.
That's just something that's sort of been collapsed across many studies,
right?
I guess, that's come out in the formation of my thesis so far. So basically, that's kind of been attributed to minority stress, which I kind of mentioned before, but very rushed because I was nervous.
So
that's basically where people experience stress from being part of a minority group. So obviously, homosexuals and the general population experience homophobia and things like that. And so obviously, that's going to have an effect on mental health and mental illness. Mm. So basically, that's what that level of mental illness is attributed to.
Right, it's talking about the minority stress side of things.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, right.
It's very, very significant. And particularly, I would say, for religious homosexuals, because a lot of them feel rejected from their previous religion.
So. And we were talking a little bit last week with NAIDOC Week being the double discrimination. If you're an Aboriginal person who also has a spiritual belief and is gay, lesbian, bisexual, there's some ultra-minority stress.
Definitely. And I think that for gay Christians as well, I mean, you could call that particular group a minority within a minority if you wanted to look at it that way, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
Matt, what was your supervisors like when you approached them with the idea that you wanted to do this type of survey? Were you a bit reluctant in, bringing this to the forefront?
Well, no, No, not really, because my supervisor, Dr. Jim Malcolm, he's conducted many studies in the area of sexuality. I think this is his first in overseeing a study that looks at sexuality and religion as well. But the idea that I originally came to him with was very different to what I've ended up with now. So if I look back on it now, it's actually quite embarrassing what I originally came to him with, thinking that it would be a really good idea. So it's been a learning process for me as well, because I guess you come to the end of your three-year psychology sequence and you've got all these grand ideas about what you want to do, but maybe they won't really work in a practical setting for an honours thesis. So Jim's really helped me to refine it into something that's actually good and that's really workable. So I'm really lucky to have him as a supervisor, definitely.
Fantastic. Mm. So will you be, I mean, it's great that you've let Joy 94.9 listeners know about this survey and that they can go online and complete it. Are you going to be targeting both ministries like Dorothy Ray McMahon, the lesbian minister, Anglican ministers area, as well as other religious environments to let people know in those churches, maybe church notice boards that people can sign up so that those people who may be Christian and gay can hop online?
Mm-hmm, yes, I've been attempting to contact every kind of environment that I can think of that we know. Mm. I mean, I've been putting... I was actually in Melbourne a couple of weeks ago going around to all the clubs and pubs and stuff and putting in pamphlets and things like that. But yeah, I've tried to extend my reach as wide as possible.
It must be very difficult, because I imagine there's the moment that you say anything about religiosity of any type to a lot of GLBTI people, you know, it's kind of like, no, we don't want conversion, yeah, we don't want conversion.
It definitely gets very...
It's a study.
Very defensive, I guess.
Yeah.
But I was walking around Oxford Street in Sydney, actually, a couple of weeks ago, putting some of my pamphlets out. And yeah, I could definitely just sense a little bit of reluctance of people when they see on the pamphlet the word Christian and whatever. So just making sure that they know that it's not, you know, something that's promoting any ex-gay ministries or anything to do with, you know, saying that homosexuality is wrong or anything like that.
It's not part of Exodus or anything.
So yeah, definitely.
The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence may even be your best bet as far as, you know, sending these far and wide.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've been using Facebook, actually, which has been a really good resource, to be honest. So that's allowed me to sort of contact a lot of groups. I've got, like, Gay Christian Network as well as a lot of the MCC network around. So that's been really helpful.
So get some non-Christians on board to balance things up, so the next thing you need, by the sounds.
Yeah. I'm hoping to get a sample group of about 200, and I've actually got 170 at the moment.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, it's actually a lot more than what I thought I would get, so I'm actually really pleased.
Great.
Matthew, thank you so much for talking to us. Now, how can you participate? You can do a couple of things. You can get across to surveymonkey.com/S/6BWF9BD. Did you get that down? Probably not. You can either call us here and Andy will tell you what the survey is, or you can get across to my Facebook, Paul Anthony. I've just put it in my status. Or, Matt, do you have another website that we can get to it easier?
Yep, it's https://nexus.uws.edu.au/display/psych.
Oh, wow.
So that might not actually be easier.
Could we make up a hyperlink of, like, gay and Christian or something?
Yeah, that probably would have been a good idea.
We can do that.
Are you allowed to get back to us to let us know how the survey goes?
Yeah, I'm sure I am. I'm not going to be... the data collection kind of ends at the end of July, and then I won't have finished the thesis until the end of October, so I can get back to you after then and let you know how it went.
That'd be great. We'll look forward to talking to you then.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys.
Take care.
No worries. See ya.
Bye.
Matthew Charboni there. Gay and Christian is a relationship between religious affiliation and mental health in gay men who also identify as Christian. Very interesting question. If you're between the ages of 20 and 40, you can get across to the websites we read out before, or get across to my Facebook, and I've just put it there in my status. You're on Joy 94.9.
All day.
All day.
All night. Joy 94.9.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.